Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Gosh. So I didn't know what rock bottom was.
Swag, swag,
dino music, daddy.
B Dizzle on the beat.
Woo!
These other dudes fly. If it ain't the gun, another black. mic, get them boondocks. All y'all haters, South Breck, snap back, all black Ray Bans.
Do that to him last night, Steve.
Oh, man. That was awesome. Listen, it was a great I came out of my son's game, and I was like, you know what? I was like, I knew Kentucky played, but I was like, they're like a 20-point favorite at home.
I heard jokes all around the Kentucky world. I mean, what if we really lost?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you know. And then I turned on and I saw they were I checked the score and I saw they were down like 10 with 5 minutes left.
Steve, they were down 13-2 2 minutes into
I didn't know all that, okay? I was like,
what?
Then watch.
Oh, what do you mean? I'm just making some adjustments.
Okay, I was like, pretty sweet.
Dang, appreciate it, good sir.
Yeah, sorry. But yeah, listen, man, thank you. Thank you. I'd like to thank them. I mean, because y'all picked the best year to just suck. I mean, just to just pee down your legs. And I have just thank you for that.
It's they're like, they've given me so much yin and yang zen balance.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like every time.
That's perfect.
Yeah, every time I've just been at my worst.
Yeah.
Listen. Do you realize, Steve, that they're praying for a Cincinnati Satterfield type miracle?
Yeah.
They're literally praying for. Are you not allowed to hold up signs at the games anymore?
Mm-hmm. I know. Get kicked out. Escorted out of the building.
Yeah. Are you not even allowed to hold up signs anymore?
Man. Yeah, no, that place is that place has turned into a
say it, Steve.
Prison. I don't know. You call it a utopia. Yeah.
Whatever the opposite of utopia.
Yeah, I know.
Dystopia. Dystopia. Okay,
yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Where it's like, no, you will do, you must comply. Like, okay.
You mean?
I don't see a big deal.
Yeah. Nick's like, what?
What's wrong with that? Just comply.
Just do it. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Man. Yeah, they suck.
I went back and watched it. They suck. And you know what?
South Carolina's terrible, man.
It's not that they suck. You know what it is, Steve? You know what you're not used to seeing? You're not used to seeing a dude score the first bucket and go like this. Right in your face.
I know.
Right in your face.
I know.
I saw a couple of those teams with nothing to lose go do that. Like when Walter McCarty brought his team up in there and they busted them.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Evansville. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Just like that kind of look.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like we're going to storm the court or we're going to
cost Walter's job.
You will comply. Walter McCarty.
All of a sudden, stuff started coming out. It's like, wait a minute.
Can you believe
that? That got uncovered.
Yeah. Can you believe that that's the last game he coached for Evansville?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know what they do. Because the thing is, man, is even next year.
It's taking so much sting out of the DJ Wagner. And it's just taking all the life out of it.
Class is not very good. I mean, I heard Branham on was talking about it. And he's like, the 23 class is worse than the 22 class. The 22 class isn't very good. So, I mean, like, next year, you're going to be running around with a bunch of freshmen.
Yeah, it's not those kind of freshmen.
And it's like, okay.
And people, this is what I was talking about a while back when I said, once you start these newer websites, these newer, I don't want to name anybody, of course, because like we said, we troll back and forth.
Like on three.
Steve, I was trying not to. identify anybody.
Okay.
But when you get these new pop-ups who are allegiance are for sale, y'all saw it. Y'all, you watched Steve and myself identify the drop in every single player that was coming to Louisville or was even factoring Louisville, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you saw it's, well, I believe the phrase is the tail wagging the dog.
Mm-hmm.
When you start changing what you rank a player, that player goes to the school. Now the school is identifying with a higher recruiting ranking. Now that school is all of a sudden bumped up into the top 10, top 15, top 20, top 5, whatever, based on rankings mm-hmm. from sites whose allegiances seem to be for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a new crop of whatever of analysts, recruiting experts, you know, and they don't have the traditional eyeball. Listen, they're better at marketing themselves. They're better at, you know, using social media to draw eyes to their rankings and nice shiny graphics and things like that. But the true traditional, I don't want to be popular, I just want to rank kids. I go around the country, look at kids, rank them based on their potential. Those guys are not the loudest ones. So now you're starting to get into a point where
it's why the transfer portal is becoming more important
mm-hmm.
than getting kids out of high school. And we knew this was going to happen.
And you have evidence.
Yep, mm-hmm. we knew this was going to happen. Well, yeah, we got evidence. Mm-hmm. Go look at the teams that have bust up on Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of them's been teams that have, you know, went in the transfer portal.
Missouri.
Missouri
just went full. Let's bring in seven.
It's one of those things, man, where you start to look and you go, okay, going forward in college basketball.
We knew it with Mac, though. We knew
yeah.
it. We saw it coming right from the beginning. Guys that are developed in a lot. And here's the thing. I'll be the first to put a shield out here. I'm okay with the first year not raiding the transfer market, mm-hmm. not forcing your current players out, right? Give yeah. them a chance.
Who, no, Texter. DJ was bought by Nike. He's not coming here.
yeah. It had
if
nothing
Cal
to
retires,
do.
He's not coming here. That,
you're right.
That has no, that's he, a Nike
his,
thing.
His destiny is predetermined.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that phrase?
Yeah, I mean, you never say never if something happened because, I mean, maybe there's... maybe there's a connection
nothing,
there,
Steve.
But yeah.
There's nothing that can happen.
That's a Nike deal. That's not a.
But you get what I'm saying? Like the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge now. It is huge because you can, as a coach, you can determine the exact idea style I have and go get your dudes, you know?
Yeah.
And. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't everybody rush to feel relieved that Kenny Payne did a video about NIL, did an advertisement and endorsement.
It's good to see.
right.
Good to see.
If nothing else, like I said,
yeah.
Me personally, he's just putting a public, you know, a public face to it. But I always, you know, like I said, I've always said he's, you know, he does NIL just as much as anybody.
Well, yeah, but I still think that there's a perception out there, and honestly, I think the way he said some things early,
mm-hmm.
I think it was a little bit of a self-inflicted wound
mm-hmm.
on his part because even though I'm like, yeah, he does NIL, like they do plenty of NIL. Mm-hmm. I understand, like most coaches are saying what he's saying.
But you can understand panic fan.
But I do understand
says,
that.
I don't want to fall behind in any part.
Well, and I think he was a little too open early. I think he was way too open.
Right.
He was talking about conversations he was having with recruits, and I'm like, nah, let's not do that, coach. They're going to use all this against you. So, but what he did yesterday was put that to rest. I mean, now that's one thing that if somebody says Kenny Payne doesn't use NIL, it's like, okay, here's a video.
Not like, that, yeah, and here's the thing, and not that it's going to change anything in real life, you know? Like he's still going to go about it, you know, his way. He's going to go about it the Deion Sanders way. And look, and again, I think he felt this current roster as constructed would have more recovery fight to him.
I agree.
That would make up for.
Yeah, no, I think he misjudged his roster a little bit. Yeah,
he didn't talk to Coach Mack enough.
No, I think it was like, yeah, okay, maybe we don't have as much as we thought we had,
or he was overconfident in his own abilities.
And we'll see. I mean, we'll still see. He'll get his shot over the summer. Mm-hmm. He'll get his shot over the summer. I mean, there's a lot of reports out there that seem to believe that Louisville's going to be successful in the portal this summer, and they better be, because I mean, you know, this year. He's not on the hot seat. Next year he will be. You can't have that again.
He knows you can't.
Yeah. So I mean, I think it was good. Go ahead and get a video out there and at least put that to rest. At least shut that down. If a kid says, you know, well, I don't know if Louisville does NIL.
That's the only thing that you can't have, Steve.
Yeah.
The only thing you can't have is a recruit complaining about Kenny Payne not wanting to talk NIL.
Yeah.
That, like, outside of that,
well, be perception fine. Becomes reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know? No. And I think that's what has happened here with the basketball program. I think perception became reality. And you said, hey, man, they didn't do.
You didn't lead with NIL like we wanted you to.
You didn't do insanely well in the transfer portal.
Right.
So. Now there's NIL talk. I understand where people got that. That's why I was like trying to call people crazy. He uses NIL, but like
it's my Florida State guy. I mean, he did not care about anything I told him about Louisville football recruiting.
Yeah.
He said, y'all are throwing a bag at everybody. And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was like there was no discussion about it. You there was nothing you could say, there was nothing you could do, and I think Kenny Payne gets that exact treatment on the opposite side.
Yeah,
there's nothing you can say or nothing you can do. He just doesn't use NIL because also a fan doesn't want to believe that Imani Bates chose Eastern Michigan over Louisville. You can't wrap your head around that. As a fan.
Right.
As a Louisville fan. Even, like, that's whenever you get a no, you and I are even guilty of it. Had to be Nike. Sometimes when you have a perfect situation or you believe it's a perfect situation for a kid and it's Louisville, it's like we had no business getting a kid under Chris Mack. And you're like, well, it's Louisville.
Yeah.
So it's hard to, like, tuck that away.
I still wonder, though, if Kenny Payne, to an extent, though, over it's a lot to bring in a lot of uber-talented mentalities and get them to work together. I don't want to call them prima donnas,
I know what
it's not
saying.
That they're prima donnas, but like I don't think.
No, Steve, it's NBA expectation pods.
Oh yeah,
it's a family pod. It's a cousin.
Yes,
it's a aunt.
Yes,
it's a mom. It's
saying.
A dad. It's an uncle. Each player brings in a family with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And you hear Kenny Payne say, "This is what he says." Well, when they get here, I have to get to know their families, right? And to the fan brain, you're like, "I mean, great. You want to meet everybody's families."
Mm-hmm.
To Steve's point, these are the seven people that I'm going to be fighting for this kid's attention.
Yeah.
I need to know how many people in your seven-man circle are telling you you're good enough to go to the league.
Yep.
I need to find out how many in your seven-person circle are saying you got a long way to go. Because, Steve, you show up here and I meet your mom. And your mom is saying, my baby's the best.
Yeah.
And your dad is saying, he'll be lucky if he plays by his senior year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now I can know what energy to tap into with you.
Yeah.
You know, and I can put you with a confident mom or confident dad in my roommate system. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
That really is why you have to learn. And like you said, a regular kid is seven-person circle.
Yeah.
And Monty Bates.
Yeah.
Has about 13 to 20 people, gravitational pulls
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's like.
Well, and I think there was part of him got here and kind of was like, maybe we can do it without that.
Yeah, first year especially.
Yeah, yeah, maybe we can do it. And I think that he's now, reality has kind of set in to an extent where, that's probably not the right way to phrase it, but it's just where it's like, no, you know, we're gonna go back to handlers. We need handlers. We're going to deal with that. Yeah, we're just going
to
deal with that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to have to deal with Imani Bates and what they used to call it. What did Pat Riley call LeBron James's people?
Oh, man.
It was really
it was entourage.
Yeah, entourage. Yeah, 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 it was considered an offensive term.
Yeah.
When Iverson had his.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we're going to have to just go back to bringing in about 10 dudes that, you know.
Y'all just got to get it together.
They got groups.
And, but that also is going to force Kenny Payne to be tighter, disciplinarian, less conversation back and forth, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not working on your, what is it? Neither one are extreme, okay?
Yeah.
It's going to force coaching style to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Behavioral, discipline is going to have to adjust.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to sniff out cancer a lot quicker.
Oh, yeah.
A lot quicker.
Sure.
Yeah, just like, no, those shots, you're going to the bench now.
But, I mean, that's what it's going to take, though, man. You know, I mean, listen, college basketball has evolved now to where we all – for a while, it was the argument. It was Cal versus Patino. We like to have our guys for 3 years. You like to have one and dones. But one and dones were high school kids. The new era of college basketball and football to an extent, even though it's harder to turn over in football, so more basketball, you're really going to have a different team every year with the transfer portal now. I mean, that
you're going to have a base. Right. Four to six.
Right, yeah,
a
yeah.
Base four to six.
Sure.
But four other players make it look
posse.
it was posse.
Yeah.
Crew. Yeah.
What would you call it, Nick? What would the Italian, like the, what would Nick be? Because I think Steve would have a posse. Like Marcus would be an entourage, like, you know, like, I'm from the county, so it'd be like, oh, Steve and his posse, you know.
You're the familiar with a G. Hey. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Stereotypical familiar with a G.
Steve.
Yeah.
Really quick, speaking of seven sphere of influence. We had a game at Freedom Hall.
Yeah.
Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Hawk.
Okay.
Sean Hawk is the guy who I broke all his records at my school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know when you first started going to the gym and playing with the men, right?
Yeah.
They were the OGs, you know, probably 8 years older than you, but still hooped, you know. And you were trying to get on the court, right?
Mm-hmm.
At 11, 12, 13, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So those OGs, right?
Yeah.
those are my little Kleeman Center, Clarksville OGs.
Right.
First ones to pick me up and, hey, man. I got my money a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so Steve, years and years later, the OGs got together, called me, said, Maven, we need tickets to the game. I said, I mean, y'all need, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's me, it's Ice, it's so-and-so.
Right.
And listen, you can imagine those names.
Oh, yeah. What did Cedric the Entertainer, is a little pistol starter?
Yeah.
He was like, starter?
It was that crew, Steve.
Yeah, okay.
Steve. Get into the locker room, you know, media's in there a couple seconds. How do I say this nicely on air without offending my brothers?
Okay.
You have a 20-second delay.
And I don't want to scare the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
But Steve, they came in so high.
Yeah.
They came in really high.
On life.
Really loud. They brought plates of food from the crib. Right? And we're talking about the steaks with like the picnic style steaks with the foil over the top. Mm-hmm. And listen, but here's the thing. Not only are they loud and high on life, they got energy towards my teammates.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's the dude that don't be giving you the ball, man. Mm. I'm like, hey, man, shut up.
Yeah, it is him.
Yeah. But I can feel my team's energy kind of like, is that who his friends are?
Yeah.
But it was also one of them, maybe we need to be a little more careful with my...
Yeah, it's like, you know, he has people.
Yeah, but just the way they were talking, it was like, you know how they're saying it? Like, they're talking to me, and it's just, it's a small locker room. They're listening to you across the room, y'all. Mm. And it's like, hey, maybe, man, dude over there, man, 21, act like he can't, you know, get you.
I know. Like, yeah.
I'm like, do y'all know how many problems y'all are causing me right now? Like, I feel y'all.
You're like, he's a great guy, though. Yeah. He's trying to say it really loud.
Right?
He's a really good dude, though. Right. Yeah.
But you get my point. Like, the reason I even tell this story.
21, was that Alex?
That was Nate.
Nate Johnson. Yeah.
And we were the top scorers. So naturally, his circle is like, get Maven to pass you the ball. My circle, yeah, he needs to pass you the ball. It's just a, that's a natural fight that you're going to have. No matter if it's true or not, your family thinks you should get the ball more. His, you know, so when I say there's a seven man sphere of influence, that's what you have to start learning. But here's the thing: when you say transfer market, a lot of times you got that a little more under control now.
Yeah,
because you send them off to college as a freshman, like instant. You know,
transfer market it equals out the recruiting rankings too. Because by the time they're coming in, you know what they have. Now, have they reached the potential of what they have? I don't know. But I've watched them against Power 5 teams, against mid-major teams.
Right.
Like, I've watched them. So now there's more of a – because even people like
– a resume.
Yeah, like, I mean, our guy Jake Weingarten and stuff, like, the only thing they can do is project what – they're going to do in college.
You can look at
like that, that's all we can listen, do. Yeah.
You can look at size, skill set, and watch the three times they play against other real deal competition, and then you can watch the rest of the time where they just dominate their local high schools.
Yeah,
and you can project, but there is no projection on can you compete.
Yeah, or I mean, mentally, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I know that's what you're saying. Yeah, with can you compete? I mean, just I mean, where is it when you do okay? When you're a five-star big man, but Louisville has Steve Enoch, and you come in there, and okay, when you're a Montrezl Harrell, and you come in and you're a three-star, four-star, but all of a sudden, you know, you come in and you're like, okay, something's different with him.
One of my proudest visions, Steve, was when I said, you know De'Aaron Fox got to deal with Q Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Q Snyder. Prayers, get healthy.
Yeah, man. I hated to hear that. Yeah.
But
it's kind of like his first bad one, though. Yep. So he'll
be all right. But you remember we're sitting in here and everybody's like, oh, De'Aaron Fox and Bam Adebayo, they're just going to kill Lou. And I'm like, he's a freshman.
Yeah.
It's almost like
Jalen Johnson and Hugh Snyder and Honest.
Yes. It's like these guys got some games under their belt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And going back to mentality even, Bam destroyed. Bam Adebayo.
He left a mark.
Destroyed Honest twice.
On two plays.
Didn't bother Honest a bit.
And that's what Rick hated about.
You can't account for that, though.
Right. Yes.
That... yeah, he's going to try to block your shot next time.
Listen, when you get dunked on like that...
I'd have quit. I mean, that was one of the worst things I've ever watched in the Yum Center.
You know, every once in a while, you and I, and sometimes Nikki, talk about just like, what's your perfect dunk, right? Bam Adebayo over Honest goes kind of in the category.
He just turned around and looked at him, and the next thing you know, Honest was between his legs. Like, it was like, what just happened? He just went vertical over you. It was horrible.
It was a night. But like, but
it didn't. But honestly,
that's why. You take an honest in the transfer market now. Yeah. It's like, yep, that's the dude who I can.
110% honest running down the court, blocking shots in the game, still rebounding. Just like, yeah, good dunk.
Yeah, and even if he misses a dunk, like he'll hang on the rim and then try to grab the ball, hanging from the rim, Steve, and then he'll try to hang on the rim, Steve, grab the ball and re-dunk it.
Yeah.
Even if he misses.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to give him credit. For
I don't know.
You want to go back to Indianapolis and watch that again?
No, I never. That was the worst moment of my life, man.
Nikki, do you know the moment?
Which one?
The honest moment that Steve calls the worst moment of his life. I know you're busy. But what do you think of when you think of Steve's worst moment in his life and you hear the name honest?
Man, I can't think of it.
The people that are listening know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But listen, Nikki. Honest was up in the NCAA tournament against Michigan. We're trying to make a comeback. We've been playing like crap the whole game. But we know we got the dudes to win this game. Honest is hanging on the rim, misses a dunk, grabs the ball, never lets go of the rim, and tries to put the ball in the rim.
Yeah, it was just terrible, dude.
And he still couldn't get it in the rim. And the referee was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, that's illegal, like, three different ways.
And the problem was, we're up in this arena with Kentucky fans. And it's
they're
like,
about to go next.
Yeah, and they're like, is that y'all's big man? And I'm like, no.
Kentucky's getting ready to play.
That I hated that. That was the worst day.
And somebody asked me for my credential.
A Kentucky fan. That was terrible.
Oh, man.
That was just a terrible day.
Just a crap
day,
sandwich.
Man. That was just a terrible day. Great night before, but terrible day. That sucked.
What year was that?
Have you ever had a more extreme?
Rick's last game.
Have you ever had a more extreme night versus day?
No.
You know what? It's your fault, though.
I set it off when I didn't answer your phone call.
No.
Or did I keep Coach Pitino? I made Coach Pitino nervous, didn't I?
No.
That's what it was.
Nope. Neither one of those.
I was like, go to bed.
Damn it, Steve.
I know.
Neither one of those are why you cost us that tournament.
I'm listening.
Nikki, I'm going to talk to you. I'm not going to talk to Steve. Every time Steve gives you a hard time about the way you interact with Jeanette, okay?
I mentioned Jeanette.
where's this going?
Anytime he gives you a hard time about y'all interactions, I want you to think about this day. Steve Rutledge.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
Oh, man.
You see, Nikki?
Now I almost feel bad. Like,
do you want to know the rest of the story?
I don't.
I'll spare it because I don't ever want to paint Steve in a public bad light. But let's just say, Nikki.
That's bad, yeah.
He didn't allow. We're at the tournament. Charity wants to get fly. She wants to get fly. Hair, nails, cute outfit.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to have a day. She wants
She knew what it. She knows. She understands.
You see what he's doing?
She understands what traveling with Steve. Look, traveling to Steve with the tournament, it's different. It's a different beast, all right?
No, Steve, no.
And she wanted to do this.
81-50, 93-9
is the
number.
She wanted to be there.
38-31, 93-9 is the text line.
Nick, it's 2 hours. It's two and a half, three hours before the game.
Nick,
we right next to the stadium? Yes. But it's like,
are you leaving? I can understand that.
No, we're right next to the stadium.
Oh,
but it's
God.
Like, hey, man, okay, like, all right, let's go down there. We got to listen. A day of the tournament game,
I'm
Nick.
Sitting down with Steve.
8 o'clock.
We're down.
Dinner.
Call one of those. Just give me
breakfast.
5 minutes. And
listen,
then.
We have a 5 minute window after breakfast where we're gonna go to the bathroom. We're gonna use the restroom, clean your hands. Then we've got a 15 minute talk with Marcus in the lobby. 15 minutes. We got to be out the door this time. Like it's
you have a schedule. You have a schedule.
It's tournament day.
Oh,
it's tournament day.
Nikki,
and she ruined it.
Nikki. We were down in the lobby of the team hotel enjoying a nice
coffee. Tell me y'all ain't like that, listeners.
We were having a nice coffee. And Steve, his anxiety level was just on 12, right? Where's this girl? You know, where's this girl? I'm like, look, this, and this is me. Steve, relax. Listen, she's up there. We ain't checking out. We're gonna leave our cars over here. The gym's just 100 yards. Look, the entrance we got to go in, about 100 yards down the street. Listen, let's go stop and get some breakfast at what is it?
Qdoba. That's where we stop.
Yeah. Oh, breakfast burritos.
So we're sitting there, and I'm... Mm-hmm. I got a nice chocolate mocha latte. It's nice and hot, and we're in Indianapolis. It's a beautiful
team setup. Hotel. Just enjoying ourselves.
We just sat and talked with Rick Pitino for like an hour and a half. Me, Steve, Charity.
Oh, nice.
And Rick in one of those little private areas.
Yeah.
For an hour and a half, game night. You cannot mess this up. You cannot make this up. Steve is going crazy. Where is Charity? Where is Charity? You need to get down here. So then all of a sudden, he just ups and he goes up. I can still see him furiously going to that elevator. And I'm like, oh, God. Listen, Nikki, 9 minutes later, I see this door open. He's carrying her briefcase. You know those little airport
with the
wheels? He's carrying her bag and her little briefcase, or not, her little rolling case, suitcase.
Just carrying the boat. It's like, all right, we got to go.
And listen.
It's time.
It's game day.
She's obviously not finished, getting ready. She don't got it yet. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm sure she did it, but I have this image of her like curlers still in her hair and stuff. No, you know, just
it wasn't bad, but she wasn't ready to go, Nikki, at all.
We got to the game. Okay. Yeah, we got to the game.
Did she do her makeup in her chair?
Right. Because you could tell, like, every time we went past the window, she was, like, looking in the mirror to see how she looks. And, I don't want to offend Steve, but I want to make sure I compliment her.
Right.
You look very nice. You look very nice. You know, hey, oh, you look, that looks cute. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm trying.
And I'm like, guys, we got one mission. Beat Michigan. Beat Michigan. That's what we're focused on right now.
Nikki, I'm trying to balance out the energy.
I don't even shower on tournament trips. I'm like, and I'm two or three shower a day guy. I'm like, no.
Steve is just on savage. Keep in mind, Nikki. At 4 in the morning, when we finally went to bed, I found out my car was towed.
Thank you, Texter.
Oh, my God.
Texter says, so there's no confusion. Say, we are leaving at 10, AIS. AIS is butt in seat.
So listen, I didn't even go to sleep till like 6, because I had to go to the, I swear to God, the worst part of Indianapolis hood. They took my car to literally ground zero. I bet that's the murder capital street of Indianapolis. And that's where I went to go retrieve my car at 5, 6 and I had to catch a cab. Steve ain't answering the phone.
Well, they were actually open? Because that's always the play. It's like they'll close at like 4 on Saturday and then you have to pay for the weekend.
I think I called them and I told them I'd be there in 10 minutes and probably took me 25, but they were still there.
Nice.
They had one light in there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's brutal, man.
Just like dangling.
So point being, it was all Steve's fault.
Okay, fair enough.
He got the energy.
The energy? Well, I mean.
He destroyed the energy that morning.
In my boy's defense, I mean, you're sitting with Rick Pitino for an hour and a half. I mean, that's got to rub off on you a little bit. I mean, you got to be.
I might have been feeling a little swaggy in this morning.
Yeah, you got to be feeling, you know, a little hyped up. Yeah,
hanging out with Rick will turn you into
Coach Patino walking past to the game, walking into the game. You know, I'm like, Rick! Great combo last night. Rick, Steve Rubbish. Last night, remember?
It's like, shut up, dude.
Quick commercial break, 93.9 The Ville. Days with Marcus Maven, 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station. Let me take a second to remind everybody, while the hot track is playing in the background, that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
It's good stuff, man.
Does Phil Baker have something for us today?
I don't know. I don't think so.
So, you know what that song reminded me of, Steve?
I'm listening.
Have you seen Trading Places?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I think.
I can't even talk to Nikki right now. Yeah, in Trading Places, Eddie Murphy, you know, he goes through the, you know, he meets the guy. They say, hey, we want to give you some money. We want to get your life together. You know, all this stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
First thing he does is shows up at the hood bar where he's from with the, you know, with the coat draped over your shoulders, yeah, and the nice suit. And he invites everybody from that hood bar to his new house, his new rich lifestyle, right?
Right.
And you can imagine they partied hard, right?
Sure.
And that music that Nikki was playing,
something like that,
was exactly that scene where he started coming around like, hey, y'all ain't heard of Coasters? Who been putting out their cools on my floor? hey, that rug is Persia. It's Persian. They all looking at him tearing his crib up. But yeah, that reminded me of Nikki. What is the name of that song? And why did you bring that up? Why did you do that?
All right, so this is random, but
yes,
there's a show. I don't know if you guys have heard about it. Letterkenny. It's like a Canadian show. They did a spinoff called Shorzy, and it's about this dude who's a hockey player and everything like
that. Do you hear this, Steve?
I hear it.
Do you hear what he's saying?
Yeah, Shorzy.
And there's a scene where both hockey teams get into a massive brawl in the hallway, and that song is playing while the guys are just beating the crap out of each other.
Does that sound like the worst movie ever?
It's a show, and it's Patrick Hernandez, Born to Be Alive. It's so ridiculous, but it's been like stuck in my head. Anyone who watches that series knows exactly the
and
scene.
And now
I'm talking about.
You felt like now
it just popped into my head.
Perfect time,
yeah,
to do a hockey on hockey fight scene show.
It's
that song soundtrack.
That song isn't hockey. It's just
the same guy. On the week, since we're on the week in the NFL playoffs, they said the NHL playoffs were better.
They are. They are. I'll stand by that.
As
they
we're
are.
Up on wild card weekend, you know, like.
They are.
Yes. Yes.
That's what
I will die on that hill.
Yeah. That's what he chose to roll with.
Yeah.
It's catchy.
In between 10 to 12 on 93.9 The Ville. That's what he went with.
I had a more hip hop one, but that one's been stuck in my head.
Oh, that was good, man.
This is my backup.
Oh boy,
I like this song. I've been doing some promos, and this beat's been stuck in my head too. I've been using this with some stuff.
That song is my black friend.
It is.
That's all that is.
Yeah.
That's my one black friend song.
Yeah, he's like, I got that.
It's got a good beat. It's easy to mix stuff to.
I got this cheeseburger, man.
So, Steve, I'm going to ask a question.
I'll take requests if people want to give me some.
Where is the NBA getting their talent from?
What do you mean?
How are they evaluating
Europe
talent now? Is it college? Do you just want young? Are you looking for motors? Like, okay, because now we're dealing with transfer portal. Now we're dealing with high school. Now we're dealing with G League.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're dealing with the overall reach.
Well, high school, one thing is about to happen with that, though. You do have to remember, you're about to lose some of these kids straight to the league.
Because
what is that, another year, two, that they said that's up? So you're going to start losing some kids to the league in high school, so you're going to have to evaluate there. So, yeah, I mean, it's just changing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's changing. And I still think you need to go try to get, because that's where you're going to build cores of teams.
Okay, like, you're bringing it back to the college part of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, because –
I'm kind of asking, like, where does the college player rank on the NBA hunt now?
Probably.
But yeah, like, how do you even identify your
talent? It'll probably be third. Yeah, probably be third behind the G League and behind the high school.
You think they're because
you want to get the.
See, I think G League is more minor league system.
Go ahead. I said, does Nikki speak jive? I don't know. I mean, the number two pick in the draft this year is going to be from the G League. I mean,
number one and two, right?
No, Wiminyana plays overseas.
I think he played a couple games.
They played Scoot Henderson's
team. Okay, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. But I mean that actually college might be fourth because I forgot about overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, the top five picks in the draft or something like that, there's like three or four of them are going to be from G League or overseas. I mean, the top two picks in the draft this year are going to be overseas G League. And there's nobody can surpass them to. I mean, really, nobody can jump Scoot Henderson or Wiminyana. Because
they're really good.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's nothing a kid in college could do this year. Nothing to get over those two.
Who's the best college player this year?
Who's the best college NBA prospect?
Prospect, yeah.
Because probably Nick Smith.
Yeah, from Arkansas.
Yeah, who's played two games and probably won't play again. He literally played, I think, three games.
Can you answer that, please?
Oh, sorry. Didn't know you could take a phone call.
Sorry to bother you.
Didn't mean to interrupt your call.
Nick Smith's probably biggest prospect.
Yeah.
Who else?
Terry.
Terry, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
With the way the system is turning and everything, what is the NBA going to do about not having enough people, teams, because they're not in getting new teams up or anything for all of these people that want to come straight out of high school to play NBA, and they're not ready, and they know they're not ready. I mean, the women was talking about they need more teams, which they do, but, is everybody going to be going overseas now or the D-League? I mean, how many teams do they actually have in the D-League? I'm just curious.
Terry, I appreciate the call. I think overseas leagues, but that market's kind of getting flooded too, with so many people that can play.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at what he just did. Look at what he just did. What's his name?
Yeah, Scotty Barnes.
Scotty Barnes. Like, what is that?
Yeah, that's the 6'10" point guard we played against.
couple years ago. Like, what is that?
And we're and we're mad at Coach Mack.
Yeah.
Can I even be Skype?
You know, it's different, man. It's different.
It's changing.
And that's where
college is going to be its own entity.
Yeah, it really is.
You gotta, you just gotta shine through in your own. Yeah, like, and juniors, poor juniors.
Well, coaching, I mean, it's going to turn into that, you know? I mean, it's going to turn into that where coaching is going to matter. Like, it's really going to, because you're going to, the talent
is
going to
be even balanced out.
It's going to balance out. Yeah, it's going to balance out. So that's why I say, man, a lot of these, I mean, you look around the country and Louisville's one of them. I mean, in Louisville, right now, Louisville, Duke, I mean, there's a few schools that are in. Well, I mean, really, truthfully, all the schools that have went with the first, and there's a ton. All seriousness aside, you know, whether you want to, I'm not turning it into a Kenny Payne debate, but I mean, just when you look at John Shire, when you look at Hubert Davis, when you look at Kenny Payne, when you look at Juwan Howard, you know, Patrick Ewing right now. When you look at different ones, there's a case study right now in college basketball. Maybe none of them work.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple of them work. I don't know. You know, I mean, like, but it is interesting to watch that group of, and that's some big time program
right
there.
Right. Yeah. And what's, sometimes they look great, and sometimes you're like, or is it the whole college recalibrating?
It could be.
Yeah, just the whole college is balancing out again.
Yeah.
Because these teams always had the talent.
Yeah.
But when you start recalibrating everything,
yeah,
maybe we're all a lot more equal than before.
Yeah.
Because that's what the conferences look like now.
Absolutely. It's going to be an interesting next 3-5 years, probably 5 years in college basketball, to see where we're at looking back 5 years from now. Yeah, so it's definitely going to be something to keep an eye on.
Rolling along, 939 DeVille.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.